The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Berrientos in studio with me, Lexi Brinkley, and Stephanie Toops. Girl power.
Hello. Love it.
I've got my Elle Woods dress on today. I'm feeling it.
You look very...
Loving the pink.
Yeah.
I love pink. It's my favorite color.
You missed the gray memo. Yeah. We're all in gray.
Oh, you guys are pink and gray.
Oh, look. Yeah. Well, you have pink straps.
I have pink straps. Yeah.
Sorry.
Pink straps. I was going to say, what? Never mind. Not going there. Never mind. Okay, so how's everybody doing? I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. What have you been doing?
It's been a while. We went on vacation last week. My husband and I did. Okay. We had a kid-free vacation. We were just talking about it in Park City, Utah. It was amazing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're Mormon. I forget that. You were raised Mormon.
Yeah, I grew up Mormon. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was that like?
How much time do you have?
Yeah. Well, you know, my eldest daughter, her favorite Broadway play is The Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
And it is hysterical.
I haven't seen it yet. My husband and I talked about going this fall. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I've never been to a Broadway play.
Neither. No, I haven't either.
Believe it or not. I even have a first cousin who is an off-Broadway, performer who used to be on The Sopranos as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No big deal.
The talent runs in the family,
I guess. No big deal.
Yeah. No big deal. Just one of the greatest, HBO series ever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
He was the head FBI guy I was on the show for I think 6 or 7 years, a long time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, but so I was shopping yesterday at Central Market and I found, and I'm not getting paid for this, so don't think that when you hear me mention stuff, but I love new products, like looking at things. And do you remember the coconut yogurt that I was eating with the lid on Friday like an animal?
Yes.
Because I was so hungry. I went back and I got more of it. Oh my gosh, you guys.
Did they have other flavors?
Yes, they had strawberry rose and plain and the vanilla, because I was going to make strawberry shortcake with this recipe that I got from Anthony William, posted something, and it was all healthy stuff, and one of the ingredients was, what was it? I've got it in my phone, but when I was at Central Market, I found this new sweetener. Have you ever heard of this? Coconut nectar?
No, but I've heard of people using coconut sugar, so that sounds...
Well, this is made from the flour, and they have blonde, and then they have amber, but it's organic, and it's a sweetener that tastes... The girl that waited on me, the lady in the aisle, the foodie?
Yes.
They have the foodies. She said that it's really, really good and excellent, a sweetener to, put in iced tea or something
like
that. Awesome. Oh, nice.
But I haven't opened it yet.
It looks like syrup.
But it's low glycemic and unrefined, and I was gonna. Oh, that's what it was. I was gonna put maple syrup. You drizzle maple syrup on the top of the strawberry shortcake.
That's what I was just thinking. That looks like you just said syrup. I'm always looking for something to put on pancakes or whatever for my kids
But I never made the strawberry shortcake because it's a long story. But my schedule got flipped around, and I was planning on cooking with the girls, and they didn't get home till a little bit later. So
life happens.
I want to teach them to. I want them. They already know how to cook pretty well, both of them, really.
Yeah.
Especially for their ages, but I think that's important to do it with your kids. But
oh yeah.
So I found these too. Look at this. So this is so interesting, you guys. I'm actually going to put a picture on Instagram because I think it's fascinating. So I picked up these chips, and it says "Made with love, hand cooked potato chips, darling spuds, crushed natural sea salt." And it's got the no. I guess that's a new.
That must be non-GMO. Is that like the new?
I guess it is. Maybe it's. But here's the thing. These are. It's so crazy. So it says made in the UK, made with EU potatoes. Have you ever seen that with the British flag?
Mm-mm.
Me either. And I thought it was so interesting. But so I'm looking at the ingredients. And these are non-GMO potatoes, although they're not organic. But it says that. But I don't think, here's the thing, I don't think there are genetically modified potatoes, are there? Or maybe they're genetically engineered to, I don't know, I used to know this by heart, but I can't remember.
I can look it up.
But the thing that I thought, you look at the oil, right? So sunflower oil, I'm sitting there scratching my head in the aisle going, sunflower oil. That's one of the good ones, right? Well, not so quick, okay? But I just think it's fascinating. It says made in the UK with EU potatoes because Britain is, or the UK, is leaving the European Union as well. I think it's due to happen next, like...
Brexit, next, yeah.
Yeah, yes, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. That, do you know what that stands for? I read it this morning.
What? It's like, I just assumed it was like Britain exit. I mean,
yes,
I just thought it was like some catchy.
See how smart you are? You are so smuck and fart. Oh, my gosh. You really are. But so, yeah, look, you are. You're brilliant. For those of you just now joining us, so let me brag about Stephanie because she doesn't, you know, you can't brag enough about a good friend. She is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child, and she's always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University. She's also a CPA, that's a certified public accountant, and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. And now you're raising your babies and working with Beauty Counter, right?
Yep.
So,
yep.
It's all good.
All good stuff.
It's all good. But, okay, so to get back to what we were talking to. So where is it? I had
so
it.
So you're
all...
talking about the sunflower oil.
Yeah. No, I had it all printed. What did I do with it? Oh, here it is.
And there is a genetically modified potato.
Oh, of course there is.
It was approved in 2014.
Of course. Oh, they don't bruise or turn brown when cut, unlike non-GMO potatoes, which creeps me out. They have an apple that does that. And I just think, like, why?
That's not right.
For my apple not to turn brown does not, I don't know.
Yeah. They spray them.
That's not good.
To keep them shiny.
Well, and then Monsanto is in a trial right now. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's the first time they've been to trial, isn't it? With someone who says that they gave them cancer.
Sick.
Oh, really?
And there's hundreds more filing right behind them. So it's going to be interesting to watch and see what happens. But sunflower oil is really a complex subject. So I should have asked you to look this up, but I just found it yesterday.
Yeah, no, I'm interested to hear.
Well, it just talks about how in recent years, sunflower oil has become a very popular fat to use in natural and or organic snacks and chips. It is also popular as a cooking oil. This trend is in response to growing consumer awareness of the dangers of other polyunsaturated oils such as soy, corn and canola, which are usually of GMO origin, but talks about, you know, sunflowers are an excellent plant to help the birds, bees, and other wildlife in and out around your property. And here's a little tidbit I want people to know. If you do get some sunflower seeds, that you can soak them and dry them. Mm-hmm. Autumn Warren's talked about this many times. Prior to eating makes them even more digestible and nutritious. And don't ask me why. She just told me, but I forgot.
But that's so interesting. Well, we do a lot of sun butter sandwiches at my house because my kids their classrooms are nut free,
right?
Because of all the peanut allergies, and so we do a lot of sun butter at my house.
Well, I would be careful.
Interesting.
You read this up. Maybe we'll put it in our newsletter or something like that because this is really interesting. And I know a lot of people with children feel the same way that sunflower butter. Yeah. Is safe. We'll find out. Maybe we should call the company and ask them.
Yeah.
Because there's all different types of sunflower oil. There's low oleic, is that how you say it? Oleic acid.
Uh-huh.
And then there's mid oleic, and then high oleic, and then high stearic sunflower oil. And the bottom line is, it says read. Even if you don't heat refined sunflower oil in your home or after you buy it, the likelihood that it has already been heated to temperatures that denature it prior to your purchase at the store. And it says best to avoid any foods cooked with refined sunflower oil and stick with the chips cooked in coconut or avocado oil.
Oh, so it's like a low temperature oil and it's probably being heated too high.
Right.
Interesting.
Right.
I
use avocado oil too. Mm-hmm. I got a spray one. It's awesome.
I fried some veggie balls in avocado oil and garlic last night.
That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. With broccoli. Do you know how good broccoli is for you? Everybody should eat broccoli.
I saw your Facebook post on broccoli.
Yeah. I tried to share it with OLR. I don't know what I did, but I couldn't get to do it. So it's on my personal page. But I was all over the broccoli this morning because I think it's so important. Yeah. I mean, what is the name of the component in broccoli that's very just incredibly powerful fighting cancer? It's in the Facebook post.
I think Avi's looking.
Yeah.
She'll figure it out. So
last night I was reading the book Originals before I went to bed, How Nonconformists Moved the World by Adam Grant. This is one of the top books that Richard Branson recommends. I don't know if that's how I found out about it, because I think I follow him on one of the things, Facebook, Instagram. But listen to this, you guys. So it's talking about, it talks about, sadly, many of us hesitate to take action to, he was talking about ideas that we have, although we may not aspire to start our own companies, create a masterpiece, transform Western thought, or lead a civil rights movement, we do have ideas for improving our workplaces, schools, and communities. Sadly, many of us hesitate to take action to promote those ideas. As economist Joseph Schumpeter famously observed, originally in an act of creative destruction, advocating for a few new systems often requires demolishing the old way of doing things, and we hold back for fear of rocking the boat. And this is the big part. I was like, holy mackerel. It says, among nearly 1,000 scientists at the Food and Drug Administration, more than 40% were afraid that they would face retaliation if they spoke up publicly about safety concerns that they had. That should scare the crap out of everyone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what are they seeing?
That's 40%. Insane.
What are they seeing that they're so afraid to that of retaliation if they speak? That's pretty scary when you think about it.
Well, especially when you try to say that we're, you know, America is a free country. I mean,
if our
government officials are scared to speak, that doesn't seem all that free.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started. We've got a great show coming up, everyone. We've got Dr. Gerald Simmons. He's going to be talking about it's not ADHD. It's sleep apnea in disguise. And Dr. Leonid Gordon is going to be talking about acupuncture, and Stephanie Toops, plastic straws, bend to criticism. I don't think so. The fight is on, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me and Dr. Gerald Simmons, a medical doctor, on the line. He is a triple board certified doctor in neurology, epilepsy, and sleep medicine. He is a graduate of Ohio State University. He did his neurology residency at Washington University, sleep medicine fellowship at Stanford University, and epilepsy fellowship at the University of California. He began his professional career as an assistant professor of neurology at UCLA while co-directing the UCLA Sleep Disorder Center and directing the clinical neurophysiology lab at Olive UCLA Medical Center. And while there, he trained fellows, taught residents and medical students. In 1999, Dr. Simmons moved to Houston and established Comprehensive Sleep Medicine Associates, which is now, it has three locations throughout the greater Houston area and a new location in Austin. Dr. Simmons says that many kids diagnosed with ADHD actually have a sleep disorder as the underlying cause. Such a pleasure to have you on the show. Dr. Simmons, welcome to One Life Radio.
Thank you very much for allowing me to be here today.
Yeah, this is an important subject because, you know, I did a little bit of homework and 11% of American children between the ages of 4 and 11 are diagnosed with ADHD. The average age of being diagnosed is 7 years old. So I think this is a very important subject.
Yes, definitely. And clearly there's been a lot of focus on poor behavior during the day, but there has not been appropriate recognition that a lot of these poor daytime symptoms are stemming from problems during sleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, why would inadequate sleep cause someone to have hyperactive behaviors?
Well, the hyperactive behavior is more of a compensation for the poor sleep. It becomes sort of a way for someone to stay awake because the child, now this doesn't apply for all children. I would say at least a third to a half of all children with ADHD have a sleep disorder as an underlying cause. So it's not 100% of children.
Mm-hmm.
But if you aren't not getting enough sleep at night, during the day, you have to be stimulated to stay awake. And the movement of the hyperactivity and the fidgetiness, the constant stimulation that you're creating keeps you awake and keeps you focused and keeps you going.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these children, when you put them, let's say the child may be running around having a lot of problems with their impulse control and they're hyperactive, you put them in a car, you strap them in the seatbelt, you go for a drive, and they fall asleep.
Oh, wow. I used to do that. I fall asleep easily in a car. Mm-hmm. Does that mean I have ADHD, doctor?
Well, you have to look at your own, you know, behaviors and answer that. But it's a common problem. That's the thing, is that when you don't get enough sleep, then it's difficult to stay calm, quiet, and focused during the day. And so the hyperactivity becomes a compensation to stay awake. And then when you take a stimulant medication, you're now, such as Adderall or Ritalin,
wow,
or 5-ANS, it's a pharmacologic way of being stimulated so the child no longer needs to become physically stimulated. So now they can sit quietly and maintain their wakefulness.
Wow.
So it's a chemical stimulation versus a physical stimulation.
I never thought about that. That seems like a very destructive path to put a child on.
Well, you know, it does improve performance in many children, so that's why it's gained so much acceptance. But people have neglected to look at the underlying cause.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the important things for a parent to do is to look at their child's sleep and identify, is a child falling asleep easily? Are they calmly sleeping during the night? Are they tossing and turning? Are they snoring? Are they grinding their teeth? Are they kicking? Are they difficult to wake up in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do they find that the child has either one extreme or the other? Either they're really hyper or they're out. You know, and if those are occurring, then they really need to seek out a proper sleep evaluation.
Well, you know, how often are these unexpected behaviors misdiagnosed as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder?
Well, as I mentioned, probably at least a third to 50%, you know, 30 to 50% of children diagnosed with ADHD have a sleep disorder as an underlying cause. And so it's extremely common. And part of the problem is that the healthcare professionals have not been properly educated on this topic because it's a new topic.
Yeah.
You know, sleep disorders in general is neglected in healthcare education. It's a new area. And when I went to medical school, I learned very little on sleep disorders.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I did my neurology residency, I learned very little. It wasn't until I was at Stanford University doing a fellowship, learning about sleep and saying to myself, how did I not learn these basic concepts
right
earlier in my healthcare education? So I started a nonprofit organization called the Sleep Education Consortium, which focuses in on educating healthcare professionals on sleep disorders because I'm trying to help compensate for the deficit that's in our healthcare system.
Absolutely. And sleep is so critical for so many different things. As you well know, you're so educated. It's insane. I mean, you're very educated on this subject and many others. So, you know, what are some of the treatments for these conditions? And what are some of the sleep disorders that can cause ADHD behaviors?
Okay, so some of the two big ones would be restless leg syndrome with periodic leg twitching movements in sleep. Very common. A lot of children have this. The child would just have a hard time being comfortable lying down in bed at night, and they're fidgety. And then once asleep, there's frequent twitching movements that occur.
Mm-hmm.
And another common problem would relate to breathing, things related to obstructive sleep apnea. And when I say obstructive sleep apnea, most people think of someone that stops breathing during sleep. The reality is that there's a spectrum of the breathing problem. The most extreme scenario would be when someone stops breathing. But there are milder forms of the obstructive breathing problem where an individual has a harder time breathing. They're
mm-hmm.
still getting the air that they need, but they work harder to breathe, and it fragments their sleep. And so a breathing problem during sleep is very common in children that then have difficulty during the day and are diagnosed with ADHD. And there's a condition called the upper airway resistance syndrome, which is a more subtle form of obstructive sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of sleep labs will miss the diagnosis because, just like anything in this world, you know, not all beauticians are the same, not all chefs are the same.
Oh, well, yeah.
Not all sleep centers are the same. So mm-hmm. there are sleep studies that can be done with additional parameters to identify the more subtle abnormalities so that we can accurately make a diagnosis.
Well, and children, if I'm not mistaken, isn't sleep apnea more prevalent in obesity or patients that would be obese than at a normal weight? And with the increase in childhood obesity, do you see a connection? Is there a connection there?
Yes, there is. Very glad you brought that up. There clearly is a relationship between obesity and having more difficulty with breathing during sleep, because as you become more obese, your airway becomes more narrow because the fat deposition in the throat.
Mm-hmm.
And so that compromises the airway. But I don't want people to think that it's only a condition of obesity. There are people that have a small jaw with an overbite or a high arched hard palate, nasal congestion. There are a variety of airway compromises that can occur that can lead to this problem. So there are thin people that will have obstructive sleep apnea. So you would ask me earlier, what are some of the treatments?
Mm-hmm.
So if it is an airway problem, and if we identify this early enough, orthodontics is really the way to go for a child. But we don't start with orthodontics. We would start with something called CPAP, which is the mask that goes over the nose.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a permanent treatment for a child. That would be a transitional treatment, just to demonstrate that treating their airway does, in fact, perform or provide improvement in their child's performance during the day. So we use CPAP to demonstrate that things are getting better, and once we're convinced of that, then we can be more aggressive from an orthodontic standpoint. Now, obviously, I'm a neurologist. I'm not an orthodontist, but I mm-hmm. talk to the orthodontist, and we collaborate. I tell them this is not a cosmetic case. This is an airway management case.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes the orthodontic intervention may be a little bit more complex because they want to bring everything forward, bring the jaw forward,
yeah.
bring the upper bite forward. It may take an extra year. You really don't want to pull adult teeth if you don't have to, because if there's a lot of crowding with the teeth, it may be another sign of the airway compromise, because that crowding means the airway is also crowded because the tongue now sits further back. So if you can improve things orthodontically, then the child can get off of the CPAP, and then they can have a good, long, healthy life without mm-hmm. having these kind of sleep disturbances and daytime disturbances.
Right.
So there are surgical interventions. There's a CPAP that I just mentioned. In adults, or once the child's fully grown, there are dental appliances that can hold the jaw forward at night
mm-hmm.
that can be used as well. So there are a lot of mechanical methods to improve the airway so that a child can breathe normally.
Well, and so many children can't afford orthodontics, which makes me really sad. But we've got about a minute and a half left. So how does sleep apnea alter normal growth patterns?
Well, when you're not getting proper sleep, you're not growing normally. Actually, growth hormone is secreted at the highest levels during slow-wave sleep. But if you're not getting proper sleep, you're not going to grow, you're not going to heal, you're not going to become normal. So, with the limited time, I really would like to encourage those that are finding difficulty getting the help they need, how they could find our services.
Absolutely.
We have a webpage. It's www.csma, that stands for Comprehensive Sleep Medicine Associates, csma.clinic.
Yes, and we'll put it out in our social media as well. We will.
Great. Okay. And like I said, we have several offices throughout Houston, and we have an office in Austin, and we frequently take care of patients that live in other cities. We also do telemedicine. So actually, I actually did a consult on a patient in the Dallas area just last Friday.
And nice.
I am from Houston. So the technology can help us overcome certain geographical barriers.
Absolutely. And of course, we're on 1070 The Answer in Houston, so they'll hear this broadcast this evening as well. You're really smart. I want you back on the show. There's so much that we could discuss with you. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us.
My pleasure.
All right. That's Dr. Gerald Simmons. You can find him at csma.clinic. That's csma.clinic, or look for it on our social media. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about acupuncture, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. That's what I said now. Got some Vixie love on his jacket. Ain't in his head now. You're mad at him. Your father will condone you. Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market.
That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Did you know when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Avi and Lexi in studio with me and Stephanie Toops. And I have Dr. Leonid Gordon on the line. He has been practicing medicine for 40 years, 35 of which he has devoted to holistic medicine. He is a diplomat of the American Board of Integrated Medicine and the American Board of Medical Acupuncture. And it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Welcome, Dr. Gordon.
Thank you. Welcome.
Well, you know, this is an interesting subject. I've done acupuncture one time in my life, and I have to say, it worked. So how is it that a doctor who was trained in mainstream allopathic medicine ended up learning and practicing acupuncture for so many years?
Well, it's a good question. Not many my mainstream colleagues use acupuncture, obviously, but I guess I was lucky enough, early enough in my career, medical career, actually come across a gifted acupuncturist. He was a ninth generation Vietnamese doctor who was taught traditional Vietnamese medicine, and as a young doctor, I was very curious about this kind of treatments, and I watched him the way he was taking cases. He would take pulse, radial pulse, for several minutes, and then he would tell the person about health problems. And I was quite impressed by this ability, just by taking pulses, taking a look at the tongue, and just not asking any questions, being able to be so accurate in knowing what's going on with the person. So, as I said, it's impressed me a lot, and I spent about a year with him, and he taught me basics of pulse diagnosis and acupuncture, and since then I've been using this modality so close to 35 years.
Wow.
And it's tremendously enriched my practice, so that's why I didn't want to give it up. It was a wonderful tool. And as I expanded my practice and gotten into more integrative medicine, I realized the benefit of acupuncture as well as other modalities that work kind of the same way.
Mm-hmm. You said he was Vietnamese.
Actually, that was Vietnamese. Yeah, mm-hmm. it wasn't Chinese. It was Vietnamese, traditional Vietnamese medicine doctor, nice generation. So he was taught by his grandfather and by his father this kind of unique approach. And I was just lucky to meet him and get exposure to this incredible practice. You know, one day he told me that human body is like an open book, and one needs to know how to read it. And I guess that was the way. This is tremendous art of just working with the body and learning and knowing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Just by, you know, again, in his case, in that case, it was the pulse diagnosis, taking at the tongue, looking at the tongue, and some other ways. But that was the understanding and coming up with this traditional diagnosis and then using acupuncture as the way to balance the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, the apple obviously didn't fall far from the tree. Your daughter, Karina, was on the show. She was in the Wellbeing Journal talking about the importance of vitamin B3. And, you know, she was lovely as well. I have to say, I love your accent. I really love your voice and the way you speak. I think that's important as a doctor to be able to, you know, communicate well and kindly. You can tell you're an intuitive just by hearing what you say and your voice.
Thank you.
It's important. Well, it is as a doctor. And I think that's...
I love what I'm doing because it's all about healing, repair, regeneration. And that's, to me, the core of medicine, of practicing medicine. Help people to heal, not just control the symptoms of disease.
Yes. Well, that's what the oath is all about, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Well, so what is acupuncture? What is it defined as? I mean, I always think about them putting needles all over your body, but what actually is at the very root of it?
You're actually very close. Acupuncture, this term basically implies that you insert needles in the skin, but not any area of the skin, but defined as acupuncture points. So they very well described in the traditional books the location of acupuncture points, but they actually are quite different from surrounding skin. And the best way to differentiate them is by using actually measuring electrical conductivity or skin resistance to electrical current. And it's those tiny spots, clearly different electrically from the surrounding skin. We don't quite understand what's going on and how they different from, you know, anatomically, histologically, but this is clearly there's different from surrounding skin. And this brings very interesting point, is that it's not necessarily acupuncture. It's not necessarily using the needle into acupuncture points. You can use other modalities to influence acupuncture points, like pressure, and that would call acupressure, or using electrical current, that's what we'd call electroacupuncture, or using laser, low-level laser, or you can use magnets. So the key is, it's not the needling or using needle, it's really figuring out which acupuncture points to use, which one is the blocked, and then use whatever modality you can apply. So it's not about the really modality like needles or light or electricity. It's really finding the right spot. And that's, I guess, where the art of acupuncture mm-hmm. comes in.
Where is your practice?
Well, I practice in Cambridge, in Massachusetts. Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Ah, doggone it. You're pretty far away.
I know.
Well, but this is so interesting. So what are some of the benefits of acupuncture?
Well, I look at this modality as a healing modality. So in other words, I practice medical acupuncture. I guess it's a little bit different than we'll think about regular acupuncture, like licensed acupuncturist. In medical acupuncture, I understand it as one of the tools. It's one of my tools. For somebody who practices just acupuncture, it's pretty much what it is. It's mm-hmm. acupuncture or mox or bistron, like using of warm. Some acupuncturists use also Chinese herbs, but it's primarily acupuncture. To me, it's one of the tools. So in other words, when I feel that person reach that point when we need to promote repair, regeneration, healing in the body, then I recommend to do acupuncture. And that's what fundamentally does. It helps body to repair. encourage healing processes. Many chronic illnesses have a lot to do with a state of chronic stress, or fight or flight response, a state of defense, the body in a state of defense, and therefore there's repair deficits build up. Body cannot be physiologically in both state, in state of defense and repair. So acupuncture helps to make this shift from the state of fight or flight to the state of repair, regeneration, which is critical for health restoration. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we stay in that chronic illness.
Right. I know when I did it, it was for pain.
That's right. One of the major benefits, that's for sure.
Yeah, and but I think it was from emotional pain, actually, when I look back, you know, that it was just transferred, if you will, and my body came out through pain in my neck. Pain in the neck? Is that where that phrase came from? You're a pain in the neck?
That's right. But absolutely. The pain is such a, you know, great experience. It's not just what's going on with your joints or muscles. It's much great experience, and that's what. And acupuncture works at every level. It primarily works through the nervous system, so that's why I can see how it could help with emotional component of pain, how it could help with muscle component as well as with nerve component of pain. So it practically cuts across all those contributors to persistent pain.
Well, I want to talk more about this, but we're out of time. I hope you'll come back. It's such a pleasure to be on the air with you.
I'm here. Thank you.
You're the okay. All right. Thank you so much. I look forward to it. Dr. Leonid Gordon. I said it right. Yay, Bernadette. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Hi, I'm Laravel Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again,
I would understand.
So bad. I feel like that's a little off key.
We're all so flat.
Oh my gosh. Hey!
It's all right. It came from the heart.
Hey, you know what? It feels good. I asked Diamond to play these songs because I listened to Third Eye Blind all the way in this morning, and I was in my car going, I would understand.
Tears rolling down your face. No.
Oh, my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. You know, I love having you in studio, Stephanie. I really do, and we're going to talk about the straws here in a second, but I wanted to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this great programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. You can also get it at Central Market, Whole Foods. And I think that, I don't know, there's probably a lot of other places. I think they sell it at Sprouts as well. But Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powder and supplements, I'm going to say, in the world. So 100% organic, just really fine ingredients. And the founders of the company are true pioneers. They were the first to bring that type of protein to the market. So also the H-Hemp Company, use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. The H-Hemp Company, their hemp is only premium hemp, cannabinoid genetics, not hemp used for seeds, protein, or rope. And of course, my Sunlight and Infrared Sauna. I was in it last night. Do I look any younger?
Yes. You look stunning today. We already told you that.
I use the anti-aging. And then I was telling somebody else about the pain one and how amazing it is. So if you have the money to invest in yourself, I highly recommend a Sunlight and Infrared Sauna. Today we're talking with Stephanie Toops about plastic straws, bend to criticism. Stephanie is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She has always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University. She is a certified public accountant and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. The source of this article was from the Wall Street Journal, is that right?
Yeah, it's been all over the place recently. I mean, I think that this has been we touched on this just briefly before, that it's been sort of a long time coming. And this law that was actually passed, because there was a law that was passed in Seattle last year, mm-hmm. Where Seattle is now actually banning all straws and then single use plastic
them.
Utensils, which is huge.
I love it.
Huge. When you think about the, you know, plastic utensils,
oh,
too,
yeah, yeah.
on top of straws.
What do they
straws?
Do at fast food places?
I think they're having to use...
They just don't give them anything?
Yeah, yeah. And in India, so this is also going on in India.
I'm so happy about this.
It's really big. Like, India's committed to doing it within the next 4 years, but what they're having to go to is just more... They use like bamboo or they use a wood product.
I have a bamboo one. Yeah. It's wonderful. And it has its own little carrying case. It's got a knife, a fork, and a spoon. Mm-hmm. Then I have another one. I got them at Jackson Brown has been all over this for many, many years. I don't know exactly how many years, but I'm guessing a good 20 or 30 based on his music.
Yeah.
And so, or his lyrics. I mean, he's an activist. He is. He cares about the earth like many people do. And this is a huge, big deal. I was at a Starbucks a couple of weekends ago, and my friend, we both got the Starbucks little egg white thingies, and she was eating hers with a fork, and I said, I'm going to wait till you're done. I'm going to wipe off your fork, and I'm going to use it, and because I didn't want to use it. Then I took that fork home and recycled it because I'm so adamant about this.
I think once you become aware, it even makes my husband crazy because he doesn't think about it as much as I do. So when I'm out with my family, like there's a restaurant in Lakewood that we really like, but they only have single use plastic silverware.
Yeah.
And it literally just makes me cringe because I look at how much, you know, trash we can generate just as a family of five if we use those things. And so I do the same thing. Like I try to like use one spoon and try to make everybody and I tell them they have to pick it up and wash our hands and not use it. And I just think people are thoughtless about it. I don't think they're meaning to. Right. I just think it's a thoughtless thing. It's a convenience thing.
It's a practice thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And my daughter went to Montessori school for many years and I packed her lunch every single day except when she was at her dad's, and I always put, you know, the metal flatware wrapped in a couple of paper towels or in a little bag, and when she came home, you know, we washed it, and that way she didn't have to use plastic because they're very aware of it.
Yep, I do the same thing. I send little metal spoons, and I write my kids' names on them, and the teachers have to send them back. It probably makes them crazy, but it makes me feel better because I know that at least I'm doing something, and I feel like if we all just do something little like that, and
absolutely,
talking about alternatives for...
Well, let's talk about how much plastic is in the earth, because I don't think people understand this. Put the number out there for us, finance girl.
500 million plastic straws per day. That's just America.
Wow.
That's just in the U.S.
Well, what about the plastic that is entering the ocean every year? It's 8 million metric tons.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, and in some places, they're saying that there's more plastic in the ocean than there are fish at this point.
Yep.
And so
I've heard that.
You know, I mean, it's just
think about that.
Wild, and people dump, and they don't realize, and, you know, ultimately... That doesn't go anywhere, you know, and it takes forever for plastic to break down. Just to really,
and what does it even break down into?
I mean, that is a great question that I don't know the answer to. But you know, I mean, certainly probably not something that's very beneficial to anybody. Because even those small particles that get inside fish are
absolutely. And paper towels are another thing that there's just like, oh my gosh, we'll have to cover paper towels next time. And there's easy alternatives to that around the house as well.
I use like a roll of rags, and I've had this. I love the application for it. I have a roll of rags that snap together.
Yep.
I've had it since my daughter was born. So 6 years I've had this same roll that goes on a paper towel roll that I use in the kitchen.
That's cool.
And it's so great. And I know I would lose them if I didn't have that.
But think of the money you've saved,
too. Of not buying. Yes. Yeah. And I just use them and then I wash them.
You throw them in the washer.
And it's just what you get used to.
Right.
You know, it's just what you get used to.
It's making an effort.
It will be an inconvenience for these people in Seattle and for these folks that are making these transition. But ultimately, you solve the problem. Like, we're adaptable. Humans are adaptable.
Yeah.
And if you make a decision to choose to do something else, you can find another solution.
Right. Well, and I think it's probably going to be a little easier for women because they carry purses typically.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
Than men. But, you know, men, you know, you can change with us. You can start carrying purses. Or
put
little,
it on your keychain.
I saw a collapsible one on a keychain the other day.
Those are really
cool. Jackson Brown's has a little keychain, little like clip on it.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Put them
on your keys. Thought about it.
Yeah.
You know, for guys out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And I use glass straws. I love those. I use stainless steel. You know, I like both of those options.
There's even a collapsible one. I just ordered one on Amazon. It's very small and carry it in your purse.
They're really cool.
Just like the collapsible cups.
And I saw something the other day where they were using tubes of pasta as straws. And so like an uncooked tube of pasta. And then, you know, I mean, ultimately... You would just toss that when it was done.
I say just carry your straw with you. Get used to it. It's not that difficult. And there are people that, you know, you were saying before when we were on the break about this one particular woman that was very up in arms about it because she has a disabled child.
Yes. Yeah.
And had to leave the zoo or something like that. This is no different than packing the diapers, packing the wipies, pack the straw, throw it in there, get a couple of them, put an extra one in your purse for backup, you know, and just do what you have to do because we're
Make
drowning in plastic and we're killing our oceans.
Right.
and all of our beautiful turtles. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having
everyone. It's always great. Thank you so much for listening. We always enjoy doing the show. Stephanie Toops, thanks again. Always love her in studio. Such a positive force. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.